Look, we've said all this before, but I suppose you can't say it often enough. This Royal Commission into the Union movement can't come about too quickly. These are massive amounts. The Federal Court has fined the West Australian branch of the CFMEU $648,000 and banned its Assistant State Secretary, Joe McDonald, from entering any Brookfield multiplex building site until the end of 2016. McDonald was personally fined $30,500 by the court. Last December, the Federal Court also fined the CFMEU another $193,000 over illegal strikes led by McDonald. This thug, McDonald, who is the West Australian branch, the Secretary of the West Australian, Assistant Secretary of the West Australian branch of the CFMEU, this thug is virtually a law unto himself, and he's caused untold damage to business. He threatened subcontractor employees wanting to return to work during an illegal strike that he'd organised in 2012. This is what McDonald said. We'll come through and do an audit. Give you a hard time. We'll picket all your jobs. We'll get you thrown off every construction site you're on in Port Perth. If you go in there, it'll be the end of your company. It is time to expose, isn't it, what is really going on in Australian industrial relations. That's why Tony Abbott wants, of course, the Building and Construction Commission to be reinstated. And it's not just the unions. Cozy deals between unions and big construction companies, like Leighton Holdings and Lendlease, also need public airing. Deals which mean work on Leighton or Lendlease jobs only go to subcontractors with, quote-unquote, compliant union-approved staff enterprise agreements. In other words, if you want the work, you must first have a union agreement. Australians are saying in one voice, bring on the Royal Commission. In another voice, they're saying, and for God's sake, keep thugs like McDonald away from all workplaces.